Don't get me wrong, right? Steph Curry, you had a magical run with Klay Thompson. The Warriors dynasty, immaculate. But let's not get to lying.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. Tuesday here on ESPN 106.3. Excuse me, that's the espresso talking right there. Getting caught up on my words. Theo Dorsey right here. C-Cat on the ones and twos. We are theoretically speaking with you. By the way, that espresso I just had from the coffee machine, I ain't gonna lie, C-Cat, I feel absolutely disgusting. We're gonna get into the Warriors dynasty talk and how Steph is saying it's unrepeatable. What they did will never be done again, which I think is just getting caught up in the moment, which I get it. You're in your feels. Your best friend who you played with for 13 years is now leaving the Bay and heading to Dallas to chase rings. But, man, that I did something, C-Cat, just now in the office right before the show in these 5-6 minutes before we got here on air that I do feel absolutely disgusted with myself with. Like, I thought I was above this, but given the amount of time I had left to get ready for the show and get up here and talk, as well as the fact that I really needed the energy, I pulled a cup from our company kitchen. I went over there and I put it under the coffee machine. I hit my double espresso. I'm actually hit a couple more strength points on it to give me a little more burst on this Tuesday afternoon. And then after the coffee was done pouring, I picked up that cup to start drinking said espresso. It smelled amazing, by the way. Always does from that coffee machine. And I realized that cup was a little dirty, was a little dingy. Didn't look like it got washed out all the way before I grabbed it to fill it up with my espresso. But I only had like a few minutes left before this thing was going to get started. And the espresso was smelling really good. And I needed the energy. So, I mean, what do you think I did?
Did you sip before you realized it was dirty?
I didn't. I hadn't sipped it yet. I looked. Oh. I when I picked it up from the cup, because I looked, I'm like, man, this is a little more espresso than usual. And I looked in the cup and there was like a little dinginess all over the rim on one side. There was like solid waste on the outside of the opposite side of the rim that I did not sip from, like a little leftover.
That cup.
And the which was that your cup?
I started to chew tobacco, and that's just, yeah. So that's what that was. My bad, man.
You dirty dog. First the pig beach from last week, now you're out here ruining all the cups.
That's on me.
It's disgusting, right? Like, it's repulsive. I don't necessarily do that. If I have more time, I would have washed the cup out and got a new cup, and I know this is not riveting radio, but it's also not as disgusting as what I saw this past weekend from Florida Panthers fans. And yes, for the second time, I'm going to criticize the Florida Panthers this time directly and not just the fans for your drinking habits, because I finally saw in action something that I thought was just a myth. Something that I thought was something y'all made up here in the office, because here at ESPN West Palm, a lot of us come from different backgrounds, and C-Cat and a couple other of my teammates here were teaching me about this thing called a shoey. Shoey. And I said, what the hell is a shoey? And C-Cat, can you explain what a shoey is?
I forget where it came from. Might be Australian, might be New Zealand, but essentially it's taking your shoe off of either your right or your left foot. It doesn't matter. Maybe after a long day of partying, maybe after a long day of work.
Yeah.
Taking the beer that's in your hand, pouring it into said shoe, and then drinking the beer out of the shoe. That's what a shoey is.
That is an arrestable offense. I think that should be a felony at least a couple states.
What's your problem with it?
It's disgusting. Number one, there's bacteria all in your shoe. It's dirty. Your feet been in it all day. You're sweating. It's literally like everything that you've been through throughout the day that you've endured that's poured off your body literally just trickles down. It's gravity. And it soaks right into maybe the most filthy part of your body, which is your feet, and then through your socks, and it permeates through your shoe. And then you're going to take beer and pour it in your shoe and drink it. I saw Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers themselves, on the parade in a day in Fort Lauderdale where it was raining. It was pouring raining, drinking shoeys. And I ultimately lost respect for the Panthers. I'm glad that half of them left in free agency now. And also I'm glad that the rain happened on the parade. It's absolutely disgusting. Repulsive behavior.
Disclaimer, I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to be a scientist. But honestly, a belief I've had for a long time is that most germs are like a figment of our imaginations. Like, I don't think germs actually exist. I feel like if you can see it and that's dirty, it is dirty. But if it's not visibly dirty, I don't think there's germs on that thing. I think that's a scare tactic.
See, Kat, this is another perfect example of two Americas. You just said germs don't exist and you're willing to do shoeies. And also, you're going to sit there and let a dude pour beer from a second floor balcony into your mouth. And all of that, all of those things that you agree to and where you draw the line is when I say things like a horse apiece. Or what was it yesterday that you didn't agree with?
I forget. It goes too many dimensions.
It's always like it was something small, something very minute, but you're cool with a shoey. That's absolutely disgusting. And it's behavior that should not be repeated. And speaking of things being repeated or repeatable, Stephen Curry, who is now still with the Golden State Warriors, who is looking to start something anew now that what they did in Golden State, that dynasty that they had, that run that they had that was so magical from the early 2010s up until that 2022 championship, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. It all ended yesterday when Klay Thompson took the three-year deal, $50 million to go to the Dallas Mavericks, and Steph Curry finally released his statement, his public message to Klay Thompson, his brother, on the way out the door. And it reads as such. Gonna miss you, Klay Thompson. Even though we won't finish the journey together, what we did will never be done again. Couldn't have imagined a better run with you and Draymond Green. There's more to it, but I want to focus on that first part of the statement right there. Stephen Curry saying, what we did will never be done again. And what did the Golden State Warriors do in that run together, which was something that did get, you know, it was something we all enjoyed as a nation, watching a jump shooting team do something, break barriers, change the game in a way that we probably won't see again generationally. What Steph Curry meant to the NBA was amazing. But in Golden State, they won four championships in eight seasons. I don't know if that's the kind of run in the NBA you can say is unrepeatable, something that won't be done again. And though it was something that was done in a fashion that we might not see similarly, right? Like, we have not seen something like that before, the way that they hit the scene, Curry and Klay shooting it from 30 plus feet. Like, they changed the way that I see AAU games being played. Caitlin Clark, the saga that she is, probably isn't sparked in the same way if it wasn't for the way that Steph Curry came out there and revolutionized the game. But never to be done again, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. And it's being a prisoner of the moment, right? I do appreciate what they gave to the game. I wouldn't call it unrepeatable. But then it got me thinking about what is a run in sports, especially in modern sports history, that does feel like it won't happen again, like it's unique in a fashion to where I would say that right there, cherish it while it's happening. And when we reflect back on it, we will never see that be repeated again. And I think the one person I think about is likely listening here in Palm Beach County, and that's Tiger Woods and his run as the number one golfer from 99 to 04. Like, that's a run that I don't think we'll see ever matched in the game of golf. And there's a couple runs going on right now that might be on the precipice of starting something like that, but I think that's something that I know that I can double down on. I can say for sure, 10 toes to the ground, Tiger Woods has an unrepeatable run. That dynasty the Warriors had, more than repeatable. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. What run in sports have you witnessed? Have you watched? It felt so inevitable. It felt so remarkable that you would say that run is unrepeatable. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. 888-760-3776. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Now, I was always one of those that was in support of the Warriors dynasty. I remember the year that Golden State actually got the sweep with Kevin Durant over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I was running around a bar with a broom in my hand just to more so, you know, any chance to taunt Cleveland sports fans. I'm all over that, so I enjoyed that game, that year, that series thoroughly. But to call this Warriors run unrepeatable, I think is taking it a step too far here. You see, Kat, you watch that from afar as a fan, and I know you're not as much of a basketball buff, but what you saw from the Golden State Warriors, would you say we wouldn't be able to see that in your lifetime again?
No, in fact, we saw something that was less repeatable at the same time, in the same sport, in the same league.
Wow.
LeBron James going to 8 consecutive NBA finals is less repeatable, if you would, from 2011 to 2018. That's harder to do than winning 4 finals in 8 years.
Especially, you're right, it's the same number of years, right? Same span, and especially given the fact that LeBron did it while switching teams in the same conference, right? And then when he switched from one team to the other one went from first to worst. Like, LeBron James's dynastic run in the East and the way that he ran the show, clearly less repeatable than what we saw out of Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green with the Golden State Warriors. And also, it felt way more inevitable. Before every single NBA season started, how did we pick who was going to be in the finals in the East? Where's LeBron? Where's
exactly.
Six? And it happened every single time. The Warriors kind of had that uphill climb. They had a different kind of struggle and a battle. There was a lot of doubt on the front end and on the back end. Even in 2022, that title snuck up on us. We thought the dynasty was already over with. But no, I like that call. LeBron James running the Eastern Conference, and we enjoyed a bit of that run here in South Florida with the Miami Heat. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. What run in sports would you consider to be unrepeatable, and do you think the Golden State Warriors dynasty can be defined as such, as Steph Curry defined it in his message to Klay Thompson, his splash brother on the way out the door? And I do want to say, when it comes to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, right, it is sad to see them split. They maybe have one of the better nicknames in modern sports as well. Like, we've done a terrible job as sports fans, as sports media, and as people around this, you know, this whole ecosystem of giving out nicknames, not just to teams, but to individual players or tandems. And Splash Bros was something that carried. It was natural. It felt good. It perfectly immortalized what they were known for and good at. And that was raining threes. Like, it also was a good callback to the Super Smash Bros. Video game.
Like, you could take that to your home court when you're running twos. Like, hey, we're the Splash Bros. Oof. We're both hitting threes. Look at us. Just like Stephen Clay.
Stephen Clay. Now, that's something that's unrepeatable. It's a name that was so fitting and also so splashy. So, like, unique. The Splash Bros. I rock with that. We might have to talk some traditional or some nicknames going forward here on Theoretically Speaking, because I'm excited about that one. I need people to get better at it. Ant-Man for Anthony Edwards. Not going to cut it. Like, Patrick Mahomes, how many people are we going to call Magic? How many people are we going to call Magic? That's Irvin Johnson's nickname. They try to use that for Patrick Mahomes and for Luka Doncic. Like, give that one a rest. No more Magics. Nobody's allowed to be Magic going forward. That's my new rule when it comes to nicknames. Man, my number one rule right now when it comes to improving my golf game, C-Cat.
What's that?
I mean, that's going to the Kaiser University flagship campus, kicking it with the coaches.
They're right here, right?
Right here in West Palm Beach. Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. The Kaiser Golf Coaching Center is where you want to be at if you want to tune it up. I don't care if you're working on your putter, your irons, your wedge. You know, and for me, I mean, I could always use some help on that driver, striking that thing clean. And the good thing about the Kaiser Golf Coaching Center, indoor and outdoor facilities, right now you can't count on the weather to do anything in your favor. Literally, every time we leave the house, I have a retractable awning. I'm like, okay, let's just put it down. Because it could rain, it could be a flash rain at any point, and that could ruin a golf lesson. Think about these Florida sunshines that we have, and then you get the rain that pours through, and you don't know when it's going to stop. You don't know how heavy it's going to be and for how long. That's a good thing that they have a 2,000-square-foot indoor facility with 3 different hitting bays, great ball flight technology. Your coach able to show you exactly where you can change your swing up, show you on the video replay so that you're not repeating the same mistakes. We're talking repeatable runs in sports. You don't want repeatable errors. You want to be able to tune that stuff up, fix that. That's what you can do at the Kaiser Golf Coaching Center. KaiserGolfCenter.com. KaiserGolfCenter.com is right off of I-95 and the Turnpike in the heart of West Palm Beach. Tune up your golf game. Train like a pro with the champions at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. A man who is a Palm Beach County Sports Hall of Famer and a very, very helpful guy when it comes to just getting some perspective on some of these moves, especially in the NBA. He stays locked in as our Uncle Steve Politziner. He's going to join us next. And we're going to do a get around, but this time we're going to go through offseason moves in the NBA, get a little perspective on those, see where his head's at with that. And particularly, there is a major contract in the National Basketball Association that I get that it's not an overpay because you kind of have to do it. But I think, 5 years from now, we're going to be looking back on it like maybe we did overreact a little bit. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. It's a Tuesday on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We're going to continue on the unrepeatable runs in sports because we got a couple good submissions, including one about a team here locally. But first, how about a Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Injury Report? This time, for the first time on this show, from the WNBA.
My leg! My leg!
I am not angry. I am in pain.
My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my leg!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
Chicago Sky generally in the headlines because of their forward and rookie sensation, Angel Reese. But some bad news for the team out of the Shy. Their center, Elizabeth Williams, going to miss the rest of the season following a surgery for a torn meniscus. The team just recently announcing that. That's your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Injury Report. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments, with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources, or it has its offices actually, conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of NFL runs outside of what you can say happened with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in the past 30 years that you would even see as bordering unrepeatable, right? Like, Tom Brady and the Patriots had the run in the AFC East. They also have these six titles under Brady and Belichick. Like, those things feel very unique to a point where you're not going to be able to say, yeah, I can see that happening again. But I do think there's one guy in the NFL, and you know who I'm about to talk about, who is on the precipice of a run that we will say, I don't think that thing can happen again. And it's because it hasn't happened before. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs this year are their goal, their angling, and they said it since they walked off of the podium in Super Bowl 58. They want to be the first NFL team to three-peat. They want to be the first ones to get three Super Bowls in a row. And if the Chiefs are able to achieve that, no, it doesn't match the six total rings that Brady and Belichick had out there in Foxborough. But being able to get three in a row in the NFL, I mean, if you ask a guy like Chris Canty, who knows a little something about winning Super Bowls from Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 106.3, I mean, not only would that be potentially unrepeatable, it might supplant the guy you think is the GOAT.
You three-peat in the NFL? Yeah, you the GOAT. You the GOAT.
I didn't say this. Move on.
You the GOAT.
Evan hates this.
What you did to yourself, Evan.
You the GOAT.
This is not good.
No, but you did it.
Chef,
you
better call in and correct me on this.
You open the door, I'm going to walk through it. I mean, if he wins three championships in a row in the NFL, in a league that is designed more so than any of these other sports leagues to have parity, if he wins three in a row, given all of the different iterations of the Kansas City Chiefs that we've seen, then he's the damn GOAT.
I mean, it's hard to argue with Canty there, especially being a guy that went up against that Patriots dynasty that helped take them down in a game, right? That in the big game in 07. Like, Chris Canty was part of the reason why Tom Brady's legacy is a little bit tarnished. But if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs do find a way to do this three in a row in the NFL, where there are so many different rule changes, there's guys chasing their bags because NFL careers are a lot shorter. You have to get it while you can. It's going to be thoroughly impressive. Devontae is on line one. He's on ESPN 106.3 here. He's calling in likely with another sports run that feels unrepeatable. Devontae, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. I was thinking about the Miami Heat run when they had Wade, Bosh, and LeBron. And the only reason I really say it is because where they were in their career. Like, LeBron was the best player in the world. Wade was at his peak. And then Bosh just came from Toronto going crazy. He was at his peak, too. Like, so I say just where they were in their career, I doubt we'll ever see three NBA players or that kind of run, like, in their prime like that. I don't think we'll see players like that.
I like that. Appreciate the call, Vontae. The thing I'll say about that is the problem is they underwhelmed with the results. Like, we might not ever see three players in their prime that were that dominant together again. But not only did Dwayne Wade fall off those past 2 years because of injuries, they only won two championships in those 4 years. And one of the times they lost in the championship round, they were heavily favored against the Dallas Mavericks. So I feel like, though it's unrepeatable to get that size, right? I mean, not that size, but unrepeatable to get that level of talent back together again at the peak of their powers, still in their prime, still young. What they did, it still left to be a lot to be desired, especially given that they had the big celebration beforehand saying not one, not two, but 20, and only ended up with two. 888-760-3776. What run in sports do you feel like is unrepeatable? And I got a text from Coach B with Perseverance Basketball, who runs the show with some stuff there at Kaiser University. He talked about the Kaiser football team, and he says, back-to-back appearances in the NAIA National Championship game, including winning in 2023, being the reigning champs. Miles Russ, who's coming in as the head coach now, got some big shoes to fill, and that run is going to be very difficult to repeat. It's hard to be able to put into words what it means to be able to kick it with your favorite uncle on your radio show, but that's what we do here weekly when we bring in our guy, Uncle Steve.
He's our favorite uncle.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
A Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and president of Good Karma Brands. It's Steve Paulett Sr.
Uncle Steve.
Presented by PNC Bank. Committed to making a difference in the South Florida community.
Uncle Steve.
Oh, what's happening, man? How's your week going?
What's good, Theo? I was checking up on some videos. The video of you talking junk to like a 10-year-old in Perseverance basketball. I think we got to discuss that.
What's wrong with that? Okay, what you're discussing there is I went to the Miami Heat week where Perseverance basketball had its camp at Kaiser, and I wanted to go through the drill, so I felt like what it felt like for those kids to learn from the Perseverance basketball coaches. Part of the drill was for me to do a one-on-one with a kid. He thought he could score on me, and I locked him up. I can't talk a little smack while I lock a kid up?
Well, you know, for a guy who's like, I'm too good to drink from the cup if other people drink from it, but I will troll a 9-year-old, you're media personality. Like, ever hear Joe DiMaggio used to say, I played every day as if it was the first time and the only time someone was watching me.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay, so you were like, good. I want to beat the 9-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. And he to be fair, he was at least 12. Like, he was at least 12 or 13 years old. The kid, he had a little depth to his voice, and he had a little braggadocio, a little cockiness to his game. He tried to hit me with a James Harden step back. So I had to kind of, bark back at him.
So your concern was that someone was there watching, like scouting, and if they saw you play below par or above par, you would not have gotten made a good impression?
I don't get to play basketball in front of people rarely ever. So if there's any eyes on me playing basketball, I don't want to lose. Don't want to come up short.
Okay, so did my guy Nate at Perseverance offer you a job afterwards? Because, I mean, they're always looking for coaches and people that can, that can model the right basketball behaviors. Like, I mean, he had to. Again, he's got like 10 different cities he runs basketball for, like, right? So where are you starting? Royal Palm, West Palm?
My services. I was going to say, my services are available if Nate does want me. And you know what? After that performance, I will say I was invited to an open gym with some of the Perseverance coaches and whatnot. And we went 4-1. And I hit a couple game winners, Steve. So, yeah, I did prove something on the court, and I doubled down on it a couple weeks later. So it worked out.
Okay, Okay. Hey, you know, you're an interesting personality. That's all.
No, that's not a compliment.
And I hope I bumped up some views on. I hope I bumped up some views on that for that piece on YouTube.
I appreciate that. Every single view counts at ESPN West Palm on YouTube. Every view does count, and I appreciate that. Y'all jump on, y'all subscribe, and check it out because we had a great time. How about we jump on to get around and hit some NBA free agency moves?
Get it?
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round,
round and round. I get around. On this version of the Get Around, Uncle Steve, we're going to have literally every destination be a free agency or offseason move in the NBA. So let's see where we're starting, C-Cat.
Next stop. Going out west to Los Angeles, California. LeBron James has yet to sign a new contract.
Uh-oh.
He was reportedly willing to take less than the max deal if the Lakers could use that money to bolster their roster. However, the targets LeBron's been looking for, the dwindling. Klay Thompson, he signed. Jonas Valanciunas, he signed. What gives?
Well, what gives is people don't want to go to the Los Angeles Lakers and be used as the scapegoat for why they didn't win a championship. Nobody's really going to blame LeBron James or Anthony Davis. They might blame J.J. Redick. I mean, heck, maybe it's a little fault thrown on Bronny. They could have picked somebody that could have been a gem at 55. But why would Klay put himself in that situation to where he goes to the Lakers? All the pressure's on him. He misses one three-pointer. He's got people like, you know, Bron Muse or whatever on Twitter calling him out and whatnot. It's a little bit annoying. Steve, what's your take on this? Do you think the Lakers land somebody?
Right, let me put it this way. Do you believe, Theo, that LeBron at any point directly told or suggested to the Lakers, I'd like you to draft Bronny? Do you believe he or his advisor directly told?
Rich Paul at the very least.
And do you think Rich Paul gave a list of who LeBron would like to play with?
Yes. To Rob Pelinka.
My thing is, he already told his son, hey, I want you on the team. I want to know who LeBron called, because LeBron's the GM, and this is where he does the plausible deniability that just never sits well with me. Never. Like, it's onus. Hey, Jonas, come. And the reason why he didn't call him is because if he didn't come, he didn't want the blood on his hands. Mm. And that's the grave that he lives in. And you can't have it always. Lean in. I want a JJ. I want my son. And I want these two guys, and I called them, and I told them so.
But if he leans in, then we're going to blame him, and he's going to, you know, he wants the credit without the blame, Steve. That's how he wants it to work, and I don't blame him. Who wouldn't want that set up?
Yeah, I mean, it's like these people that troll 12-year-olds. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, what kind of my role model are you?
He had it coming, Steve.
Next stop, we're going to Philly, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Paul George landed a deal with the Sixers. 4 years, $212 million.
I'm going to say this for Philly fans. Paul George admitted to us like 2 weeks ago that he's drawing inspiration from Stephen A. Smith. You ain't winning a championship with the trio of Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey. I'm glad you have newfound hope. I'm glad Daryl Morey is building something out there. But that dude, his focus and his body next to Joel Embiid, his body, I just couldn't count on those things to not just come out of the East but then reign victorious after whoever comes out of the West faced them. Steve, does this move the needle at all for you, thinking that the Sixers can finally get over that hump?
Moved it a tad. I think the Sixers blew it this year. I think this was the chance, you know, to be able to do that. George continues to chase chemistry, and I feel like if you keep chasing it and it's not there, like, you know, eventually you got to point the finger at yourself. There's something that prevents the teams he's on from, like, outperforming themselves. Doesn't mean they're not good. They just don't outperform to the next level. The only way I see this working is if not George, not Embiid, if it's Maxey's team now. If Maxey is like, I got it, and he's coached to be able to do so. Because that's what the whole the superstar thing's about. We know they're incredible talent. It's who does the coach make clear is what is the pecking order? And that's the only way. And I don't think it'll happen because of, you know, sort of the personalities that are George and Embiid.
Right. And at the very least, Maxey should be prioritized over Paul George, not just as the incumbent, but a much more explosive option with the ball in his hands. And the future, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Next stop,
we're in Cleveland, Ohio. Donovan Mitchell signed a three-year, $150.3 million extension to remain with the Cavs. Another one bites the dust on the Heat wish list.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sick of the Heat flirting. I'm sick of the Heat making, like, googly eyes with players across the bar and not making their move. Hey, get up off the wall and go do something, man. That girl ain't going to go home with you unless you go over to her and let your interest be fully known. The Heat been playing games, and I will say for Cavs fans out there, I know you guys are having your parade. You're happy that you brought back Donovan Mitchell. Your ceiling is like fifth or sixth best in the East at best every year with that roster. Like, pump the brakes. I'm happy for you, but he's only staying there so he can get that mega $300 million deal later.
Yeah, I don't think it's out of the realm. I would defer to the Cavs group, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Donovan Mitchell is eventually on the Miami Heat. It just may not be this offseason. It may not be this summer. It may be something during the year. I don't know. Also, the Heat have been quiet this time of year the last few years. I mean, the Lillard trade was much later on. And you're right, though, in this game of musical chairs, it felt like when Mitchell signed with the Cavs, this really fun NBA offseason, like, got a little bland.
Yes.
Like, if there had been movement, the domino and the trickle off of it, could have been fantastic. And, of course, the Heat could have participated. But the Heat got their Cavs. I mean, if you consider Kevin Love, Cavs.
Well, don't worry.
Kevin
don't
Love back.
Don't worry. They're also now eyeing DeMar DeRozan, apparently. So all is well on Biscayne Boulevard.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Love does throw the best outlet passes in the NBA.
He does.
I do like that about him.
Huge fan of Kevin Love. Huge fan.
Next stop.
After we move from the Kaseya Center, we're going to our closest Duffy's.
Two-for-one drink, Steve. I mean, that it doesn't get any better than that.
It never does. Dog days of summer are here. I'll tell you how it can get better. Maybe when you pair those two-for-ones with some uncured, all-natural Vienna beef hot dogs, char-grilled. They got the All-American, which makes sense on July 4th week.
Come on.
They got the Cubano, if you're looking for that. They got the Texan. And the death sauce. I always want to mention
the death sauce
that they have as well. So, you know, at Duffy's, enjoy the dog days of summer. Now, through the end of July at Duffy's, our game is always on.
Steve, appreciate your time, Unc, and appreciate your view on ESPN West Palm Play. And please send my apologies to that kid's parents for just strapping him up like that, man. It's the competitor in me.
A learning experience, all right? Kids got to know. You're too big time to be. There's no video where you are not shown up.
Thank
like,
you.
You can't have that on video.
Exactly. Exactly. This guy gets it. Uncle Steve, appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your week and your July 4th holiday weekend. Speaking of July 4th, here, C-Cat, I'm feeling generous today. I'm going to do something here on Theoretically Speaking we have not done before. I felt kind of bad, people. I won't lie. Yesterday, we gave away two tickets to Mega Bash at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for July 3rd, which is tomorrow. Of course, Wednesday is going to be a huge night with fireworks after the baseball game between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. But C-Cat, we had so much callers. We had so much interest in those two tickets. I felt bad if we just left it at one giveaway. So I said, might as well go back to back. Kendrick just did and like Drake did a few years back. We're going back-to-back on Theoretically Speaking and giving out another two tickets to Mega Bash at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium to watch some baseball. But you know what? I know you need some time, so we're going to give these two away for July 4th.
Okay.
The actual Independence Day celebration, and this one is even bigger than Wednesday's. We're talking about a golf cart parade at 3 p.m., a block party at 3:30, live music all the way up until 9. Of course, you got the fireworks that start at 9. All of these celebrations happening at Abacoa, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, a huge Mega Bash. The only way to spend July 4th, our third caller gets two tickets to Mega Bash for July 4th. 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. I don't get this generous this often, so take advantage now. 888-760-3776. If you want to jump in and get a couple tickets to Mega Bash on July 4th, maybe you got a cookout plan, maybe you have early day plans with your family, you do those, you knock it out, and then you get your butt up there to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. There's a Kid Rock tribute band that's going to happen at 7. There's a place for your kids, the Mega Kids area from 4:30 on. And, of course, the baseball game at first pitch is at 6 o'clock. Fireworks to follow at 9. And there's nothing better to do on a day to celebrate our nation's independence than to watch America's pastime and pair that with theatrics. Mega Bash at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2 tickets to the third caller here on Theoretically Speaking. When we come back, we'll announce who the winner was for Mega Bash and those 2 tickets. Plus, we bring in our best friend Tina because we have a tattoo dilemma on Theoretically Speaking. I got none on my body. I might have to have one coming soon based on something I read on Twitter. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I read something on Twitter this past weekend that had me questioning the validity of my own marriage. Whew. I was down in the dumps. I was a little nervous. I texted you immediately afterwards about this, Tina.
You did.
And we're going to have to discuss it next. But first, something that doesn't have me questioning the sanctity of my own self or the comfortability in my own home, and that's EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, because it is getting hotter and hotter. Things are failing on us left and right in life. I mean, what can you trust? What can you stand on? I know I can stand 10 toes on EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I mean, EDS is yes. You can't mess around with your AC, and you're going to want that championship level performance out of who you choose, not just to service you, but maybe even get a full install like I did. I got my whole AC system replaced in May, and I haven't had a problem since. EDSAirConditioning.com. I am a Gold Plan member, and when you become a member of the Gold Plan with EDS, it's kind of like going for gold in the Paris Games, right? Like, that's standing on top of the podium. You feel good. You feel sure about yourself because you get 2 annual checkups, 15% off repairs, and on top of that, you have the comfortability and the knowledge of knowing that you're locked in with the EDS team. EDSAirConditioning.com, a trained comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. Tina is in the house here on Theoretically Speaking. How you feeling on this Tuesday? I'm guessing July 4th plans already mapped out. Like, you're ready for this extended weekend. Like, it's good vibes.
I'm definitely ready for the 4-day weekend that we have. I'm actually really excited because I'm going to see my parents that I haven't seen in about 4 months. Mm. So I don't really have crazy 4th of July plans, but I am excited to see them.
Wait,
but
don't they live up the road?
No, they live about 2 hours away.
That's up the road. But my parents live in Houston.
And you see your parents more than I see my parents.
That is absolutely wild. They're 2 hours up the road. You're talking about like, oh, I mean, I don't get to see my parents often.
Our schedules just like haven't met up. It just hasn't been working out. So
you're a bad daughter is what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
It's okay.
Well, we talked about this on the airwaves before with Tina, how she's an only child.
Yes.
That's how you tell. She's not competing with anybody.
Yeah.
If she had a brother or a sister that saw the parents more often, she'd be a competitive. Fight for some more love.
And I would be lying if I said I'm way more excited. They just adopted a dog.
Oh.
And her name is Sweet Tea. And she is so adorable. I'm way more excited to see Sweet Tea. I think I just want to meet Sweet Tea so bad.
That is messed up. But I guess it makes sense because you are in your era of meeting and getting to know animals, right? Like, that's what you do at the Palm Beach Zoo.
That's exactly what I do at the Palm Beach Zoo. And last week, I got to meet Priscilla the porcupine. I learned so much about porcupines. I learned so much about porcupines last week. There's all these myths out there, which I'll tell you one right now. There's this myth that they shoot their quills. They do not do that. Porcupines don't do that at all. Someone told me they're slow. Porcupines can gallop. It was so adorable. Gallop. They can gallop. It was so adorable and the coolest experience ever. And you can go experience it for yourself as well at the Palm Beach Zoo. Just go to palmbeachzoo.org/animal experiences. And they have all these different experiences. You could do the porcupine. Mm. I have done the capybara, the flamingos, the panthers. I'm so excited. I'm going to be doing a bear soon or even a koala. Ooh. I've done the sloth. It is so fun and such a cool experience. Again, palmbeachzoo.org/animal experiences, and you can experience it for yourself.
And when she says that, she means like do the exhibits where the animals are at the Palm Beach Zoo.
Yes, because these are like personal experiences that you get with the animals. Like, you don't get to do this just going to the Palm Beach Zoo. Like, yes, you get to see all the animals, but these are close up and personal. Like, I fed a capybara like trees, and it was so cool. I got to see a mama sloth and a baby sloth
just
like up
it.
Close and personal. It was amazing. And you can do it too at the Palm Beach Zoo.
That is smooth. Tina, I am a little concerned again. It was a tweet I saw, and I'll get right to
it
right here.
And I love the tweet, by the way.
It was a good tweet?
I love this tweet.
I did not like it.
I know.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
It was the middle of the day. I had my Twitter app open because I was working on work from home, right? I'm chilling. I'm getting some stuff done. I'm being productive. I scroll on Twitter and I see this tweet verbatim from my wife. I think I want to get my second piercing and my first tat this summer.
Oh, I love it for
She's
her.
Looking to get her second piercing and her first tattoo this summer. Both of us are tattooless. I guess second piercing, she means something with her ear. But the reason why this struck a chord with me, no Drake, is because she didn't tell this to me. She told this to the world without mentioning to me at first that not only is she looking to get her first tattoo, but she's also looking to get extra piercings. I feel like that's breaking our vows. We just got married in February. Is this not some kind of, like, should I be concerned that she's telling the world, she's tweeting it out to everybody to let them know that she's looking to get changes on her body without consulting me first?
No, I love this for your wife, by the way. And I love that it's like her second piercing too.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. And again, her first tattoo.
It's a permanent thing.
It is permanent. But I love that, again, like, she is older now and like she thought about like whatever she's going to get or want is probably so meaningful.
It's like my name on her neck maybe?
Nope, we're not going to do that. I won't let her do that. I'm sorry.
You won't let her do that?
I won't let her do
she
that.
Can. She can get it. If a tattoo.
You never do that.
You don't get my name. We're forever. We're locked
Kids
in.
Kids are forever.
Yes.
Husbands aren't forever.
Yeah, we go do it. Yeah, damn right we are.
I hope you two are. I hope you two are.
Right. But you're right. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
She can meet another Theo.
Yeah.
She can't though. Is this not, would you not feel a little bit more uncertain if your girl is tweeting out to the world her tattoo plans without even talking to you about them first?
Yeah, me and my girlfriend have been together for a long time as well, 7.5 years. And we're both tattoo-less. So, yeah, I would take a lot of issue with that.
Hurt.
Like, so you're just floating that idea out with the ether, not with me first?
But Twitter is just the place for your thoughts. It was probably just a thought that came to her, and she tweeted. She tweets often, too.
Yeah.
And you tweet often all the time.
Yeah, but I wouldn't tweet out something like that, like, without consulting her first, or at least making her aware that I have summer plans like that. I mean, where do I fit in those plans?
But it's not like she was like, oh, got my first tattoo appointment next Sunday at 1:05 p.m. It was,
you know? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? One thing she could book without without consulting me first, I wouldn't be mad at it if she got her first, like, maybe Old Palm Beach appointment.
Oh, and I will help her book that for you.
Please
maybe,
do.
You know, and again, I just posted on my Instagram today at Tina in the Wild, my staycation. It was absolutely fabulous. From the spa to Pulpo to everyone that works there, it was a VIP experience. Mm-hmm. And she could tweet that totally and like without you knowing.
Right.
And you would be totally okay with it. But again, if you need a staycation, Old Palm Beach is my favorite place. It's a Forbes 5-star resort with a private beach, 2 oceanfront pools, spacious guest rooms, and if you gotta bring them, a reimagined kids and teens club. The O Spa is also a 5-star spa that offers massages, facials, pedicures, and more. Book your stay today. Florida residents receive 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st. Ashley, you just gotta book it at eaupalmbeach.com for your reservations. And for more information, that's eaupalmbeach.com.
Bronny James is already looking just and sounding just like his pops. I heard his presser earlier, and there was one question that he answered where I was like, oh, that boy, just like his daddy. We'll talk about that more, theoretically speaking, right after the break.
I know who I want to take me home, take me.
Today we take you home with Bronny James, 55th overall pick in the NBA draft. Related to that guy, yeah, LeBron James. Here he is sounding just like his father, a generational passer, a generational scorer, but more importantly, a generational liar at his presser.
So I just want to come in and get my work in and get better every day. But I never really had a thought of, you know, me going to play with my dad, but that's always, you know, there to you know, take part of, but that wasn't the main focus of mine to do.
Bronny said he never thought about playing with his dad, LeBron James. Anybody who's ever hooped at all and had dreams of going to the NBA has thought about playing with LeBron, let alone somebody who grew up with the dude. Hell of a lie right there. Taking you home courtesy of Duffy Sports Grill. They don't lie to you. They got 80 or more televisions in each one of the Duffy Sports Grill locations. 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. And the best part about Duffy's is right now, of course, is the dog days of summer where you have all of those different styles of hot dogs. We talked about it with Steve earlier. But they always got the starters like the firecracker shrimp, like the amazing mozzarella sticks. They always have their award-winning burgers and award-winning wings, and they do hit so delectably. Just imagine this. You're sitting at a Duffy's. You're watching your favorite team get a win, and you're chowing down on good food, having the 2-for-1 drinks pouring in. Duffy'sMVP.com to sign up and become an MVP and start tracking your rewards today. At Duffy's, our game is always home. We also take you home with this, fellas. I went to the doctor for the first time in a long time today. Actually, I had 2 doctor appointments. Prioritize your health. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't do these checkups enough. I was in the doctor's office. He's doing stuff. I'm unfamiliar with it. Since when they start putting pressure on your ankles? I don't know. Is he checking for my pulse and my ankles?
That happened?
That happened today.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was doing something wrong. But, I mean, there's a lot of new things out there. Prioritize your health, especially to the men. Get checked up. Brady and Harry next on ESPN 106.3.